Guys, we are a week away from Thanksgiving.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Final full week before Thanksgiving. So every single day, a different member of the Brett Magus Show writes a thank you letter to someone important in their lives. And it could be to anyone or anything like that. It's a take a moment, even do this yourself, and just say thank you to someone. Read it to them on Thanksgiving. Hand it to them on Thanksgiving. It really is an awesome experience. So we challenge you to do it yourself. We've all gone, and Alex's day is up to read your thank you letter to someone important in your life.
Yeah, and I'm excited about this because my letter is to the who's your nation, baby. And more specifically, the 2024-2025 Indiana University Hoosier football team. It started back around 2002. I was in fifth grade. I remember it being a very pivotal time when the Hoosier basketball team was in the national championship game. And I was at the perfect age, old enough to really understand what being a fan of a team meant. My dad went to Indiana. My brother was getting ready to graduate from high school and head off to Indiana.
Wow.
It was that year I decided I had no other option. And the only place that I wanted to go when the time came was, obviously, Indiana University. Coming from the background of what's typically a basketball school, I've always wondered what the hype of waking up on a Saturday is all about. To me, I figured it was a day off work where people could hang out with friends, obviously, maybe have a few drinks, and if the TV is on and there happened to be sports on it, then great. Myself, along with most of the rest of Hoosier Nation, would count down the Saturdays waiting for them to pass. Another loss on the football field meant we were one day closer to basketball season. For years, our glass has been filled up with hope and quickly spilled over, leaving us in constant disappointment and defeat until now. When the year began, you brought in a coach that set a different tone and a different vibe. Things just felt different, like the hope was real this time. But as most Hoosier fans know, I knew not to get too excited too soon. One win, two wins, four wins, all right, things are looking up. Five wins, seven wins, a bowl game, could it really be that this was happening? 9-0, now 10-0, the hope is finally real. This is Indiana Hoosier football team, and they have restored the love for IU to myself, my dad, my brother, and so many Indiana alum around the country. This team has connected us all and brought us together in so many ways that cannot even be explained. It's given our Saturdays during college football season a true meaning and something to truly feel a part of. Hoosier Nation, and to the 2024 Indiana University football Hoosiers, I am thankful for you and what you've given us this year, and thank you for showing us all to never give up the hope. For the glory of old IU, go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers, yes. Oh, yes. Come on.
Are you
Beat
nervous?
Ohio State.
Don't they play Ohio State this weekend?
Yeah. I feel good about the game. You know, I feel like
are you going to take back your letter if they lose?
Well, no, I'm going to make sure the letter, you know, maybe gets to the IU football team, gives them a little hope, maybe Coach Cignetti will play a little clip of this them before the game, and they'll go out and go 11-0 to beat Ohio State.
Yeah, this is their biggest game maybe ever in the history
of
the
whole time.
And it's a year where they've expanded the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not if they lose, they're out. They still have that opportunity, even if they do lose to Ohio State.
If they win, they're basically in the playoffs.
Yes, they're totally in. It's a lot.
I mean,
it's looking
good. So, you know, I know it's not your typical thing to be thankful for, right? But
nope.
But truly, I am.
The girls aren't thankful for a football team?
No. I don't get it
no,
at all.
Alex, I love it. I love it. This is something you watched. You grew up watching, wanting to be a part of this and going, you know what? It's a basketball school. And now it's also a football school. And this is your alum.
Well, Kevin will tell you because he's a Notre Dame fan, so you know what it's like to go to a football school and then feel some disappointment.
Exactly. A lot. You know?
We've been dealing with disappointment for years.
It's like 45 years. Come on.
Right. Yeah,
go Irish.
Wow. All right. Well, AB, you're the next and last up.
Yep.
Is yours to a football team tomorrow?
Absolutely not.
Hers is going to be to like a Glee cast member.
Yeah.